Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
All right, good morning. It's Day Player in for Steve Cochran on this beautiful, beautiful July 4th Monday looking down Michigan Avenue here on 720 WGN. Today is one of the hottest grilling days of the season. And to talk about grills, grilling techniques, great recipes this morning. You're going to have to top Dean on your recipes now, you know. That's Kevin Coleman.
It's going to be a challenge.
He's Weber Grills Master Chef. How you doing, buddy?
I'm fantastic, Dave. Thanks for having us.
Always a pleasure. Grilling, you know what? I always ask this question because you've got to, like, I think you've got like 5 dozen grills that you grill off of on a regular basis.
It's probably about right.
Testing them out and so forth. What do you have? You have a favorite, charcoal over gas grills?
It's kind of like asking me which daughter I love the most.
Okay, all right.
Certain days I like one more than the other, but yeah. I love them all the same.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. Recipes on the big day. Barbecue is a big topic of conversation, especially ribs, pork chops, all those other good things. How do you like to prepare these things?
Well, the thing of what we like today is we'll put some ribs on the grill. We'll go to the parade in Mount Prospect, and then we'll head back to my parents' house, finish up the ribs, and
nice.
We'll call it a day. Which when it comes to baby back ribs, those are about a 4-hour cook. So the nice thing is they're 2 hours outside. They're 2 hours on the grill in direct heat. They're an hour in the foil with a little bit of apple juice and some spice. They're taken out. They're sauced for about 1/2 hour, 45 minutes, and then they're dominated.
And you like to do a rub, don't you?
I usually...
Rather than sauce, or you do a little bit of both?
It depends. My dad really likes sauce. My sister's a dry rub person, so we like to please everybody that way. They keep coming back for barbecue. So my base of my rubs is cane sugar, granulated garlic, granulated onion, paprika, salt, pepper. I use 2 different types of pepper inside of there. I use a coarse grind and a fine grind, and then... That's pretty much with when it ends with the rub.
And generally, you want to put it on. Do you want to put it on the day before and let it kind of soak in? I mean, you can still do it same day.
The challenge here is larger cuts. Let's say brisket, pork shoulder. I'll put it on the day before because I want the salt to pull a little bit of moisture out of the meat, but I want the salt to get in to give it more flavor. Ribs, they're so thin that I can put them on in the morning right before I'm going to cook, and they'll be okay.
All right. What are you grilling today? What is the big grill for you?
So we have ribs, we have burgers, and then we have some hot dogs, traditional things. But burgers is one of the favorites of the house, so we'll make sure that we do that.
Yeah, tell me some of your favorite recipes for that.
So what we'll do is I usually do bacon on top, or if I go to my butcher, I'll have them grind in bacon, which is fantastic. And the trick of doing burgers, and I like to have everybody eating at the same time, so I like to do 3/4 inch, 425 to 450 on the grilling temperature, and that's about 4.5 minutes per side. And that's where a lot of people make mistakes, is they don't have the same size patty, so things go on the grill and they come off the grill at different times, and then all of a sudden you're cooking hockey pucks for some and you're cooking undercooked burgers for others. So
and looking ain't cooking, I'm told.
Looking ain't cooking. So being disciplined, right? And
yeah.
That's what we love about the iGrill for people, is it's a digital thermometer, which if I'm cooking, and I am going to be cooking today for my family, I'll put that in one burger. That way I don't have to pay too much attention to the grill. The iGrill will then tell me when the burger's done, and then everybody's happy and eating fantastic burgers.
This is the biggest grilling day of the year, so I think you're right on the traditional stuff. Do you make your own brats?
We do make
–
no, actually, I don't make my own brats, and I don't really spend too much time making barbecue sauce because there's some people out there that make
that really do
tremendous
good
sausage.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll usually either head to Wisconsin to get some of my brats, or I'll have them flown in. It's just easier that way. But when it comes to preparing them, they'll sit and simmer in beer at about 225 degrees
like
for about,
that.
Yeah, I love doing that. And what you also can do is I'll add beer to the onions for the mixture. And then when they're actually on the grill, I'll baste the brats in beer because the natural sugars of the beer will help caramelize the outside of those sausages. And the key to sausage, and this is a really big mistake by people, 300 degrees, 325 for about 18 to 20 minutes, and then you turn the heat up at the end to get the browning. The challenge for people is the heat's too high. It breaks the casing. All that moisture and flavor
always
gets out.
Yeah.
Always. It's a crime against humanity.
So keep it closed 18 minutes, and then a quick turn to just give it a little crunch to it.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let's see. What about steaks on the grill? Like, what are your kind of favorites on that? What do you like putting on your steaks?
So I'm a very traditional, use a little bit of olive oil to get some caramelization to them, salt and pepper. That's pretty much it.
But the olive oil helps whatever seasoning you're putting on there, helps it stick to there. And that's what I learned from taking one of the Weber classes.
And that's the challenge for people is they, number one, I like 1 1/4 inches. That's probably my ideal steak. Anything else higher than that, I don't really like to do because you have to roast it first and sear it. Second, the challenge there is something that's thicker, you need more seasoning, and people under-season meat, and that's also a crime against barbecue humanity. So if something is 1 1/4 inches, I like the whole surface completely seasoned. I don't want to see the top of that meat because that is going to give it flavor. The challenge is if you under-season it, it's going to be way too heavy on the beef and not a lot on that caramelization. And it's the amino acids reacting with the rub that you put on that give it that tremendous flavor. So the less rub you're putting on, the less flavor you're actually going to get out of your steak.
And by the way, if you have some grilling questions for Kev or like some tips for your barbecue today, call or text us 312-981-7200. Corn on the grill. I think that takes a little extra special time because I've seen it get burned before. So what's some tips for your corn?
So this is like the great charcoal and gas debate, right? So there's husk on, husk off.
Right.
I'm a traditional. I soak my corn for at least 1 to 1.5 hours in ice cold water, a couple tablespoons of sugar in there to sweeten it up a little bit. And what I'll do is I pull back the husk, I pull out the silk, it goes into the bath for 1 to 1.5 hours. I then take it off. It's going on an indirect grill for about half an hour.
Indirect
for a half hour, 45 minutes. Because what happens is that the husk is steam and some of that water is still staying in. And then if you want to, you can pull back the husk and get a little bit of caramelization of the corn if you like. I'm not necessarily one of those guys that likes that. I like it grilled. I like the flavor of the husk. Husk burn a little bit or charring a little bit, add some flavor. The trick here is the butters that you put on it. And you can get really fun with cilantro and lime. You can do regular traditional butter. You can do a cayenne kind of spiced up butter. So we'll do a butter
bar. So you're
bar.
Prepping, yeah. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So not to put on while you're making it. It's the condiments for afterwards.
It's the end.
Oh,
and that's
smart.
The,
I like that.
And that makes it fun because now you have some options with corn. So you can try different ones if you want. You can cut the ears of corn into thirds and get a little sample of each of the different butters. But it's nice. It's a nice touch for a holiday party to do a butter bar.
Yeah, that's fun. I like this. Fish on the grill. I'm always very tentative about cooking it because I'm afraid to overcook it. Give me some thoughts on salmon.
So we actually just had salmon last night. So the iGrill is nice and easy. The digital thermometer tells you 140 degrees is what you want. The key to fish, almost any protein, is get the same size. So if you're getting salmon, you want to make sure that they're cutting you the same pieces because what can happen a lot is it's thin and it's thick. I like 1 inch. I know that 1 inch is going to be 8 to 10 minutes on the grill at 425 to 450 and it's done.
Lovely. Lovely.
It's that easy.
815 is asking, do you season both sides of the steak? That's Sherry and Juliet.
Absolutely. So I'm seasoning both sides of the steak, cooking it, and then I actually have some finishing salt that I'll put on while the steak is resting. That's another key is mistake people make. They slice right into it after it comes off the grill. Let it rest. It'll bring it up in temperature, probably 5 or 6 degrees. I finish it with a little bit of salt because that moisture coming to the surface absorbs some of that salt, gives the steak more flavor, and always make sure to slice against the grain.
There you go. Also want to thank Weber Grill Restaurants who were very kind for our July 4th crew to bring breakfast in this morning, which is very cool from the Weber Grill Restaurant here in downtown Chicago. And we're going to bring John Crost into the conversation a little bit because he's going to be live from the Arlington Heights parade. But first, we're going to give away a grill. And of course, Weber has an amazing selection of grills.
So we're going to be giving away a Q1200, and the listener's going to be able to pick the color. And for times like this, going down to the lakefront, tailgating at Wrigley Field or down on the south side, they're fantastic. You can cook for a ton of people on that, so we want to make sure some lucky winner is going to be having a really happy for.
And there's a bunch of different colors, lid colors, too, that you can choose from. What are some of the colors again?
So you got a baby blue kind of color. You have orange. You have red, lime green. So there's some really fun colors you can mix and match and almost get close to your favorite sports team.
All right, we're going to start with the 7th caller, and it's about who gets the question right first, and is what is America's most popular cut of meat to grill? Is it A, the ribeye, B, the porterhouse, C, the filet mignon? What is America's most popular cut of meat to grill? A, ribeye, B, porterhouse, C, filet mignon. 312-981-7200. 7th caller, whoever gets that question right, you will get a Weber Q grill with your choice of color on the lid. And again, if you have any questions for Kev, 312-981-7200 as well. After a look at your morning traffic, Susan.
Yeah, it's a party in the USA. Yeah, it's a party in
Day Player and for Steve Cochran this morning on 720 WGN live from the Allstate Showcase Studios. We're talking to Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill, and we're looking for somebody to get this answer right to win a Weber Q Grill. What is America's most popular cut of meat to grill? Is it A, the ribeye, B, the porterhouse, or C, the filet mignon? And we'll wait to see who's going to get that right. It's been a bunch of wrong answers so far, Kev.
If no one gets this right, I'm taking the grill home with me, and I have number 56 on.
You should, yeah.
It's not the hot dog?
It's not the hot dog.
It's not a cut of meat,
three.
Right? Okay,
that's not one of your choices.
Are you trying
today
to help people?
No, actually, I'm not
today
trying to help.
Yeah, absolutely. What were we going to say here? Oh, yeah. So you always have Weber classes that are going on, and I've taken a couple of these, and they have been so helpful and have really changed the way I've grilled for the last 35 years. So tell me a little bit about what's coming up.
So what's great at our Schaumburg location, Dustin Green, who's the executive chef there, is probably one of the best barbecue teachers you're going to find. So twice a month they have barbecue classes that really fine-tune how you should be barbecuing, from the recipes that you do, the techniques to use. So if you want to truly take your grilling game to the next level, make sure that you go to the Schaumburg restaurant and take classes from those guys, because they are fantastic.
And you can find those online too, right? All the classes.
You can find those online at thewebergrillrestaurant.com. And then you can always find tips and tricks and everything else on weber.com. So it's a really good mix of education and inspiration when it comes to barbecuing.
Well, I'll tell you, while we're waiting for someone to get this get this answer right again, who's America's most popular cut of meat to grill? A, a ribeye, B, a porterhouse, C, a filet mignon. You can win a Weber Q grill. Oh, wait a minute. Do we got somebody? Hold on a second. Carrie, you're on 720 WGN. What's the answer to that question, buddy?
Hi, David. It doesn't make sense. When you said nobody had the answer, I said, well, maybe I'll call. It doesn't make sense because it wouldn't be my first choice on the grill, but it's the filet.
It is the filet. Very cool, man. Very good, man. Hang on to Joey's going to get your information. You can pick the color of the Weber Q as well, pal.
Cool. Great. Thanks a lot.
Have a great 4th. Okay. All right. And you know what? We're going to go live to Arlington Heights, where the 4th of July parade is taking place. And we're going to talk to John Kroos, Vice President of Operations for Weber Grill Restaurants. Good morning, John.
Good morning, David. How you doing?
Wonderful. Hey, thanks for sending breakfast over to the crew. Very kind of you this morning.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
And, of course, there's three Weber Grills in Chicagoland. The one downtown serves breakfast. And you guys are doing something really unique and special in Arlington Heights today. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, we're venturing into the unknown here. We are going to be pulling our catering trailer. We have a Weber on Wheels catering trailer, which is kind of a grilling trailer unit that we use for off-premise and off-site grilling events. And we're going to be towing it along the parade route. We've got 1,000 mini cheeseburgers that we're going to be handing out.
Oh, man.
And we're also going to be handing out a little, for the kids, gummy mini cheeseburgers as well.
Oh, nice. So,
you know, we ran some tests. We got our approvals, and we're going to have some fun with it. So we figured it's the 4th of July. It's Weber. It's a beautiful day out, and we were promised that we won't go any faster than 5 miles an hour.
Very good. How long have you been up since this morning, John, grilling?
Oh, boy. We have been up since about 4 a.m.
Ah, yeah. So, that sounds about right.
Yeah, Chef Dustin actually in Schaumburg, who Kevin was talking about, was up early this morning getting ready for this. So I'm here now. We're on site, and we're just decorating our van, and we got the trailer all ready to go. And, you know, it's an exciting event. So it's a great way to kick off a 4th.
And that's in Arlington Heights. What time does the parade start? Kickoff?
Parade starts at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
We're number 95, so I think I don't even know of how many that is. So I don't know if that's the middle of the pack or the last.
You'll find out, man. And are
you
letting Coleman get away with not showing up and grilling all day today?
Yeah, you know what? I think he's going to do some type of grilling today. I would imagine.
Yeah, probably.
I would imagine. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
John, you got to answer me a question. What kind of fuel is that van running off of? Is that charcoal or gas? You got some kind of hybrid vehicle there pulling that barbecue?
There's a flux capacitor in this.
Oh, van, nice. So nice. Very technical.
If things go awry, I can immediately go back to 5 hours earlier and decide not to do it.
Nice. Well, I'll tell you what. Weber Grill Restaurants, again, you can check that out. And again, three locations in Chicagoland, downtown Schaumburg, Lombard, Weber Grill Restaurant.com. And you can see John out there today passing out hundreds and hundreds of hamburgers on the parade route. Starts at 10 o'clock. Hey, John, have fun out there, pal.
Thanks, David. See you guys.
All right, John. Thanks again. All right, what do we got here? Mark, you're on 720 WGN. You got a question for Kevin.
Yeah, hi. First and foremost, steak is the only thing I like to put on my grill on the holidays. But I missed that question. But I want to grill a pineapple today. I want to slice it kind of thick, but then I don't know what to do after that. What kind of seasoning or anything I should put on it, and indirect or direct?
So I would definitely go direct. I would go about 450 to 500 degrees. I would lightly coat the outside of that pineapple with a little bit of butter. And I'm a big brown sugar kind of rub guy, so I'd do a little bit of brown sugar on there. And then what I would finish with, when I would go to flip it, I would actually drizzle a little bit of maple syrup over the top of it, and then I would pull it off, and it'll give it some fantastic flavor. The sugars will help caramelize, but you need a little bit of butter just to help get that caramelization going to the pineapple before you put it on the grill. And if you're going to grill pineapple, make sure you're trying to slice the same size slices. That way they're all going to cook the same and get the same kind of marks.
Correct. Right. I understand. Okay.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Hey, you know what?
Yes, sir.
I built that place in Huntley. I helped build that.
It's an enormous place, and thank you.
Yes, it is. Gosh. All right, I'll see you later.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Have a great fourth. All right. So, again, you want to find out more about classes and some of Kevin's recipes, go to Weber.com. Always a pleasure to have you, buddy.
Dave, it's not a grilling holiday and a holiday at all if we're not sitting together talking barbecue.
Appreciate it, pal. Thanks again.
Thank you.
And if you like what you hear, hey, please do me a favor. Like the Dave Player Show on Facebook. And if you missed any part of today's show, you can check it out. The podcast will be up by 10 o'clock at WGNradio.com. Pete and Jane, in for Bill and Wendy. We'll talk to them next on 720 WGN.